the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is you. Yes, you. The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening today. To reach us on the telephone, 877-711-5211. Email udocs@gmail.com. Listen to us on our terrific affiliates all across the country. Listen to us on iHeartRadio. Add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse. On iHeartRadio Talk, a special news and updates section you can customize for the information that's important to you. Go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download an app and you can use it on your computer. When you use the computer, click Talk in the main menu and search for you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike is here. Our topic at 35 after the hour is a super survivor. Dr. Mike, we're going to learn about super survivors.
Well, this is a different take on super survivors. The authors, David Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz, talk about actually suffering, helping people survive. That is, there is a benefit to not having a positive outlook, but having a goal and going for the goal and not worrying about, in fact, whether you're suffering or not, but going towards the goal, and that suffering seems to help people hit the goal and motivates them. It's kind of like when I was in college, my English prof took me aside and said, what do you want to be, Mike? And I said, I want to be a physician. He said, it's a good thing, because if you wanted to write or do anything writing, you would not make it. Well, that gave me motivation to write, try and write a book that was a bestseller. So it's trying to do, overcome obstacles, it seems like, is a major benefit for us in life.
It's like he caught you early anyway, gave you the word on your future early so you could make the adjustment.
It wasn't. That's right. I did try and learn how to write all the time. So you're right in that aspect of it. But it is that when you set a goal to overcome what someone says you can't do.
Super survivors, what they overcome in life and how they do it. Most times successfully. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Ebola is worsening in West Africa. U.S. health officials late in the week last week urged us Americans to avoid non-essential travel to the three countries in West Africa dealing with the Ebola outbreak. So, Dr. Mike, what are the facts? Do Americans need to worry?
Well, this is a very infectious, but it's not a very contagious disease. What do we mean by that? We mean by that if you get some of the fluid, the bodily fluids, from one of these people who already has the Ebola virus, you have a very high likelihood of getting the disease. But it is, meaning you have a very high chance of getting it, but it is not very contagious. You actually have to get that fluid. It doesn't travel through air well. It doesn't live on, tables and doors and in places like the flu bacteria does and flu virus does. That's a very good news, because someplace between 60 to 90% of the, I guess it's almost 1,400 people now in those three countries who have gotten infected with this have died. And obviously, kissing, having sex, exchanging fluids in some other way are main causes. And it, by being infectious, it has a higher rate of infection than, for example, the AIDS virus does. But it is, and it appears to be, very much less contagious than flu.
They say controlling it's going to take 6 months, And of course, those numbers, the disease has killed almost 750 and affected more than 1,400. I guess there are no effective treatments or vaccines. So what's the best way to control the disease?
Well, the best way is to isolate the people and isolate the contacts with bodily fluids. So if you can do that, you can, in other words, if you can find everyone who's got it. The problem is there's up to a 21-day incubation period. So if, for example, you're a hospital worker and you get a cut or something and you're worried about getting this, you have to be isolated for 21 days, take your fever for 21 days, because if you have the virus in that 21-day period, you're infective to others who have, for example, a cut on their hand. And if you have a cut on your hand and exchange it with them, bodily fluids with them, just by that casual contact, it's infectious enough that you can get it. The benefit, the good news is, it isn't someone can't cough on you or something like that. It isn't orally contagious. But because that long incubation period of 21 days, up to 21 days, I should say, doesn't have to be that long, but up to 21 days means you've got to be isolated for 21 days. That's why they have to isolate all the people who have it. And obviously, if you had 5 people with it, it's much easier to isolate them than if you have 1,400 with it.
So the CDC says we don't need to be overly concerned about an outbreak here, but you know, these days with direct nonstop international travel, aren't we always just, and it may not even be this, Ebola, aren't we always just one sick passenger away from an outbreak of something?
Unfortunately, you're right, Joe, and that's the hazard of international travel is just that. You don't know who's in the seat next to you. You don't know whether they will give you something, and through the air recycling systems, those systems are very good at getting toxins and smells out, but apparently aren't very good at keeping viruses out, because there is a fairly sizable transmission of viral diseases that are airborne, such as the respiratory viruses and cold and flu. That's why a lot of people think that they get sick after they're in an airplane flight. And one of the things we say, you know, the germiest place on the flight is that little thing right in front of you, that pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second germiest place is the audio and radio control on the plane. And the third most germiest place is coming out of the air recycling system. So you should turn off your air recycling, turn off your if you will, the air system as soon as you get in the plane.
Probably goes for buses and trains too, wouldn't it? Not just airplanes.
You know, I don't know the data on buses and trains, but it's very logical with the person next to you, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's the type of air recycling systems on. They probably, because they're down at sea at ground level, you can open windows and get fresh air from outside, rather than have to have it recycled. The reason you have to have it recycled in the airplane is because the oxygen is so thin at that altitude.
Before the break, winter or summer? What is more deadly for us, winter or summer months?
Well, this is a really interesting study. This is the CDC's data, because the data from the National Weather Service is so different. So the CDC put out data, and it said, guess what? The winter is deadlier than the summer in the USA. About 2,000 residents die each year from weather-related things. 63% are attributed to natural cold, hypothermia, or both. 31% to excessive natural heat stroke, sunstroke. 6% to floods, severe storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, or lightning. The highest number of deaths from cold is in the rural West. And the highest number of heat-related deaths, south and west. So being in the Northeast, we're protected a little bit from both of those. We get it from severe storms.
udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We are doing something right. We are drinking less soda. That's a good thing. Details on You, the Owner's Manual, coming up on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.